Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season baseball as well, but we will start with the biggest games in college football, including Tennessee and Alabama. Ole Miss and Georgia should be some good ones there. Then we go on to postseason baseball at 7:20, where we handicap the Brewers and Dodgers. Do the Dodgers make it a clean sweep in the NLCS? And then we go to the ALCS, where things have gotten a lot more interesting. That series tied 2 games apiece between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Then, if you're shaking your fist at us saying, Chelsea, minus 125, live a little, our Parlay Central comes to you at 7:40, where we do Double D's Degenerate Parlay. We go to the Squad Parlay as well for hopefully some big plus money on the card. All coming up next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Cenk. So when I first saw this new deal for Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, I saw 8 years, $13 million. And I said to myself, 8 years, $13 million? What is this? A player for the Oakland A's? I did not realize it was $93 million overall. Yeah. But still, when you see these deals and you're used to seeing like baseball player deals, hell, even NBA player deals, like it's wild the disparity between like college coaches who you feel like are like the biggest figurehead for the program, and then like NBA players who are like mid, like not even players who you've like heard of half the time, like somebody who plays for like the Memphis Grizzlies or like the Utah Jazz, who gets this kind of money. Is it surprising to you that college coaches don't get paid quite as much as some of the pro athletes do?
No, I mean, the athletes are the ones that drive the ticket sales. You know, they are the stars. I mean, rarely do you come to a game and say, I want to watch this guy coach. So at the end of the day, I get it. The stars are the stars. But also when it comes to college football, you know, the market is going to continue to go higher because of television deals, because of NIL, and you've got to have guys. I mean, you just have more money just coming into programs anyway because of how college football has evolved. But at the end of the day, stars are always going to be stars, and they're the ones that are going to put butts in the seats.
I suppose so. But like what Cignetti has done for Indiana, I feel like even if he didn't win a single game after this new extension, it would still be worth all of the money. Agree? Like, look at what he's done for the program. Like, I feel like they are such in a good spot now that, like, I'm not saying he's going to lose every other game. I am just saying that, like, $93 million for the turnaround that he has given to Indiana feels like a bargain.
Well, it's amazing because Indiana, I believe, is, well, they're definitely in the top five, but it's their highest ranking, I think, ever, and highest since, like, 1963 or something stupid. You have to understand, as an old guy, since this show has had a lot of old men on it, from Max Scherzer to Aaron Rodgers to Joe Flacco, just growing up, Indiana has never been good. Never. That's not an exaggeration. Right. They've never been good. Obviously, they have a great basketball tradition, but Indiana football has always been an afterthought. It's like, all right, if you got Indiana on the schedule, that's a cupcake win. Northwestern was like that. Northwestern is better, but they were always kind of the same way. Kansas State for a long time was a total doormat. The fact that Kansas State is good is, yeah. I mean, historically, they've been awful. Now that's changed in, you know, the last 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. But they've resurrected their program, and maybe this is the start of something new for Indiana, because I'm telling you, man, Indiana, when have we ever thought about Indiana football outside of like the last couple of years? And Kurt Cignetti is why, and he has those players believing. And I think more than anything, this is huge, because now you have the school saying, we're going to pay up. Like, we are ready to be competitive in the Big Ten in football. And that was something that was maybe a question mark a few years ago, but not now.
Yeah, especially, like, you have to strike while the iron's hot. Like, you found something amazing in Kurt Cignetti, so you can't just let him go. And obviously, there were whispers about if Kurt Cignetti would go to Penn State. Now it feels like those whispers have been silenced, because now Cignetti has signed an 8-year, $93 million extension to stay at Indiana. Puts him at the third highest paid coach in college football, behind Kirby Smart, who's making $13 million a year, and then Ryan Day at $12.5 million. This feels about right to me. Like, honestly, if he was the highest paid coach in college football, I wouldn't even like blink. But it does feel like it's nice to see them see, like, across the market, like, hey, this is what the other coaches are being paid. We need to match it. And it feels like a big sigh of relief for Indiana fans.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. No question about it. I mean, I don't know if they've had a lot of longstanding football fans, no question about it. But now, if you are an alum of IU, or if you've wanted them to try and be competitive, now they're showing that, all right, we're going to do it. We're actually going to put the money forth. We're going to have the commitment that we didn't have previously.
Right, and it's nice that he doesn't have to make a hard decision. Because, like, think about it. If they didn't give him a big deal, then I feel like we couldn't... We could fault him, but, like, it would be a lot harder to make a case and be like, hey, he's going to turn down all this money to be the head coach of Penn State, but Indiana wasn't willing to, like, back up the Brinks truck. So now they did, and it feels like the decision is a lot easier, obviously, for Kurt Cignetti. All right, Jenks, let's get to some big-time college football games over the weekend, because it is a beautiful slate. And we'll start with maybe the Friday games. These aren't my favorite, so we can certainly just do a quick pass-by. Louisville at number 2, Miami. Miami, of course, looking like one of the best teams in the country right now, laying 13.5 at home, total of 50.5. Then we have number 25, Nebraska at Minnesota. Nebraska laying 7.5 on the road here, total of 47.5. So, Jenks, are you interested in the Friday games, or did you say, hey, there is too much going on Saturday? We need to focus our eyes on the prize.
I mean, mainly on the Saturday games because of a really good slate this weekend. But I will say the one late game that I am on that I'm really excited about watching, it's going to be ACC After Dark tonight, which is Cal and North Carolina out in Berkeley.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Nobody wants to watch that.
I want to watch this. I think this could be an absolute massacre. I mean, maybe not, because this line opened with Cal laying 10.5, and the money is coming in on North Carolina, believe it or not. But I am going the other way. I'm going to fade Bill Belichick, and I'm going to go with the Bears here, because everything we hear out of North Carolina is that they're just a discombobulated mess. Maybe there's a buyout for Bill Belichick, and the players don't want to be there. They've said, we want to win now. And Bill Belichick has sort of contradicted that idea, saying, oh, we're building towards the future. And the players are like, "What? Okay, what about like this week or next week?" Their defense is putrid. They're getting just absolutely spanked by teams. So I'm going to be on the Bears tonight, who are surprising at 4-2.
Yeah, it feels like when Carolina loses, they lose big. Like, we saw at the first game of the season where they had this like massive display and interest for Bill Belichick, and they lost 48-14. Then they lost 34-9 to UCF. I understand, like, the level of talent at Clemson is probably a big step up, but they lost that game 38-10. So I would not fault you for fading Carolina in every single way that you can. All right, so let's get on to the games that maybe you do want to watch. So in the SEC, we have a couple top 25 matchups. We have number 10 LSU at number 17 Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt laying 2.5. Total of 48.5, Jenks. I'm pretty sure you have a play in this game.
Yeah, I really like Vanderbilt a lot. And you look at this game and you say, wow, LSU, higher-ranked team, getting points here. I think this is when Vandy wins this game outright. And even if they don't, you know, well, they're getting points here, but they can win by a field goal easily against LSU. LSU's offense is a real problem. It has been a problem all season long, and they have a hard time converting on third downs. And when you look at Garrett Nussmeier, he just hasn't met expectations this season. Who would you rather trust in a big game, Garrett Nussmeier or Diego Pavia? I'll take Diego Pavia at home. And the one thing we know about LSU is they will make mistakes. They are very mistake-prone. And when they make a mistake in this game, I think Vanderbilt is going to take advantage. Also, Vanderbilt is really good on the offensive line. So that's their real strength. And I think late in the game, because LSU has some injuries as well, they can kind of push around the Tigers. So I'm going to lay it with Vanderbilt, and they can break that long-time losing streak to LSU. Plus, it's in Nashville as well.
I think it's saying something that Vanderbilt is favored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the oddsmakers are telling you this is the team that should win, and it's Vanderbilt, a team that people do not want to believe in, that is a big deal, especially when you go against a brand name like LSU. This is a home game for Vandy. I feel like this is one of those instances where you just look at the line, you're like, hey, the oddsmakers are right. It's like one of those situations where it's like the unranked team at home facing the top 25 team. When do we see that? Oh, right. It was last week. Texas beating Oklahoma.
Right.
So it's one of those red flags that you see in college football handicapping that I feel like you just believe the oddsmakers there and lay it with two. Lay the 2.5 with Vanderbilt. All right. Elsewhere in the SEC, a big top 10 matchup with number 5 Ole Miss visiting number 9 Georgia. UGA laid 7.5. Ole Miss trying to stay undefeated to go 8-0 for the first time. I wrote this down, Jinx, and I can't find it. I think it's like since 1969 or something. So it would be a huge win for Ole Miss on the road here. Total of 54.5. Georgia obviously has not looked nearly as dominant as I think people have thought, and Ole Miss's offense has been absolutely rolling, averaging more than 500 yards of offense per game. Do you think they can keep it within 7 against Georgia?
You know, initially, Double D asked me about this off the air, and I thought, man, that line doesn't make sense. Maybe Georgia's the right side. Seems like way too many points. Am I being tricked here? But the more I thought about this game, the more I looked at this game, I think you do take the points with Ole Miss. I think it's just a bad line. That's the way it feels to me. Already got Lane Kiffin making weight jokes to Kirby Smart, trying to get in his head, saying, oh, he's not burning many calories on the sideline. Last year, Ole Miss won this game. And the one thing about Georgia is, look, Georgia is good, but they don't have those dogs on defense like they used to. Like, they're good defensively, but they're not as nasty as they have been in a couple of previous years. And so when you have an offensive mind like Lane Kiffin and a talented quarterback, a dual-threat quarterback in Trinidad Chambliss, then I think they should be able to keep this within the numbers. So I'm going to go Ole Miss here.
I think that if Ole Miss can establish the run at least somewhat, they certainly have a chance in this game. And it just feels like Georgia's defense just doesn't have the pass rush that they used to have, and they don't stop the run the way that they used to. So I think Ole Miss certainly has a chance in this game. So I will certainly take the 7.5. I feel like it's too many points. I think maybe Georgia wins this one, but 7.5 is a number that I would like to have. All right, it's kind of the same deal here with Tennessee on the road at Alabama. Who is going to be smoking the victory cigars at the end of this one? Alabama, 8.5 point home favorites here. Total of 58.5. Jenks, once again, it looks like too many points in this situation.
Yep.
But I'll say this. If Alabama's offense gets rolling and we see what, you know, we've seen from Ty Simpson in most of these games, they definitely can run up the score. Honestly, I feel like the over's in play for this one. 58.5 seems a bit too low for me. But what was your initial read on this game?
I like Tennessee and the points here. The one thing about Alabama, and look, Ty Simpson is unbelievable. Like, that guy can just absolutely spin it. So he's fun to watch because he's so talented a quarterback, and I underestimated how good he was going to be for Bama this season. But what did we see last week in Columbia? Bo Pribula, former Penn State quarterback who transferred to Missouri, had some success against this Alabama defense. Every now and then, the Alabama defense is susceptible to the big play, and that's something that Tennessee can take advantage of with Joey Aguilar. So I faded Bama last week, and I'm mad because I had Mizzou +3. That number opened with Missouri +5.5. That would have been a winner. Ended up pushing, but Alabama's schedule has been so brutal. I think at some point it's going to catch up with them enough where they don't cover, so I'd be on Tennessee here.
Well, and also, I know that nationally people don't view this as a rivalry game because, like, Alabama-Auburn feels like the rivalry, but this is a rivalry game. Tennessee-Alabama goes way back. Obviously, they have that tradition at the end of the game where they smoke the victory cigars, and for the longest time, it was Nick Saban absolutely dominating Tennessee. But now Nick Saban ain't walking through that door. I'm not saying Alabama's going to lose. I just think it's going to be closer than 8.5. But Jenks, I've been wrong on some of these lines before, because when you see a line that feels too good to be true, like I think we all thought this on the Vanderbilt-Alabama game. Now, granted, that one ended, I feel like, in a bad beat almost. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of these lines make me a little nervous. All right, quickly, let's get in USC-Notre Dame. If we're talking about rivalry games, this is a big one as well. Notre Dame laying 9.5, total of 61.5. What's the play, Jenks?
I like Notre Dame here. And I feel like if you look at USC, and I'll probably have a longer handicap on this when we do pick six in our final hour. But if you look at Lincoln Riley, it's hard to trust him on the road. If you go back to last season, the Trojans are 1-6 against the number. And also, Notre Dame won this game by 12 last year. They have owned this series. Irish are 6-1 in their last seven against the Trojans. And also, I don't like Lincoln Riley, so I'm laying it with Notre Dame.
The hate runs deep for anybody who originates in the Midwest. All right, coming up next, we go to postseason baseball, game 4 of the NLCS and game 5 of the ALCS. Our bets for that after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, we back. It is Friday, October the 17th here on the show. It's the best time of year, as we have said many a time this month, where we have NFL football popping off. We have college games. We have one of the best slates we've had in a while in college football this week. And we have postseason baseball. Jenks, I was kind of rooting that we wouldn't get sweeps in both of these matchups in the NLCS and the ALCS, simply because they have, like, put it in firm writing that the World Series is not going to start till October 24th. If we had sweeps in both of these, we'd be waiting around like almost a week. So, like, that's the one downside of, like, if the Dodgers do sweep the Brewers, they're going to be waiting around, which sometimes can be a good thing because your bullpen will be rested. And I think, you know, most of the time, logically speaking, that is a great thing. But also, like, you don't want to wait around too much and be rusty. So at least we have a series in one of these. But it does feel like the Dodgers are probably going to be waiting around a bit.
Yeah. They just look so dominant right now. So this could be it. Like, I think that game is going to be all Dodgers tonight, or at least the Dodgers are going to pull it out, sweep this series, and they're just going to be sitting back, licking their chops for whoever they face next. I could be wrong. Maybe we'll get surprised, and maybe the Brewers will try and do something, but you know how it is. When you're down 3-0 in an LCS, I mean, there's only one team who has ever come back for a deficit like that, and that was the 2004 Red Sox and that famous comeback against the Yankees, but I think it's pretty much over. It's just a matter of when it's going to end.
One, especially because things aren't even lining up well for the Brewers. Like, they have extinguished all of their options when it comes to pitching. Like, Jacob Mizorowski was really good last night, but they used him last night for 5 2/3. So he ain't pitching tonight, or at least one would assume if they want to preserve his arm health. But I was going back and forth with somebody the other day, which, like, my parallel to this is that Brewers fans are probably feeling pretty sad that, like, they've had this great storybook season, and if it comes to an end like this, it would feel very anticlimactic. So as a fan, what do you think is more disappointing? Like, having a great team and coming really close to greatness, or having a bad team that's not even in the conversation?
Oh, God. I think it's getting close to greatness because at least you have the memories of the season. You know, it's tough to watch a great season come to an end. But at the very least, if you look at the Brewers, they're just outclassed here. So even if they try to make it a series, the Dodgers are just a better team. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's no shame in losing to a team that is the best in the sport. And that's just what has happened. And it certainly doesn't take away from the disappointment, but I would rather at least have a regular season full of memories and a lot of highs and the fact that you made it this far than to say, oh, I just suffered through the dregs of, like, an awful season. There was no hope whatsoever. It was miserable. At least you can look back and say, yeah, we lost to the eventual, perhaps, World Series champions, but we had some great memories along the way.
Right, and also the Dodgers' payroll this year was $321 million. The Brewers' payroll this year was $115
million. Right.
So it's not exactly a fair fight. But the reason that I mention this is because, like, some people are complaining about, like, oh, the Eagles are bad right now and the Phillies lost. I was like, shut up. Like, you guys won a Super Bowl last year. Do you know how, you know, discouraging it feels to be a team that's not even in the conversation? So, like, do not complain about your team that is in the postseason when you're talking to me, a Titans fan, where we are careening towards the number one pick once again in the NFL.
Yeah, it's amazing how people get so caught up in the now. And I get that, right? Because if you're the defending world champions and all of a sudden your offense is falling apart and people don't like each other, at least it seems that way, and you're like, what's going on? We may not win again. It's like, broski, I take your Super Bowl and enjoy it for a while. I'm a Titans fan, okay? We'll take a win. We'll just take a win. So yes, I will not hear. And plus, I don't listen to Philly fans complain anyway.
Right? Like, you have a lot going for you, so, like, just shut up. All right, so let's get to these games tonight. As we kind of hinted, I think both of us are kind of leaning towards the Dodgers once again in Game 4 of the NLCS. Dodgers with a commanding 3-game lead, 3-0. Ohtani taking the mound for the Dodgers. Brewers look like they're going to be cobbling together a rotation tonight, as they have not announced a starter just yet. Means they'll probably go with an opener here. LA -190 on the money line. Milwaukee +155. Let me double check those numbers. I would imagine they're around the same things today, but that might have been yesterday. Oh, -200. This has gone up in a total of 8 runs. So, Jenks, I feel like I can assume that we are going to play the Dodgers in some way, but I guess I need to ask just in case. Do you like the Brewers here, or is it all Dodgers?
I think it's all Dodgers. They just don't have any arms left. Do they? Like, who are they going to throw out there? Mizorowski, watch his arm fall off? Freddy Peralta on short rest? They don't have a deep rotation anyway. They got Shohei on the mound, who didn't get a lot of work this season, but still racked up a record of 1-1, 2.87 ERA, 62 strikeouts. And also, in big moments, I do expect guys like Shohei Ohtani to deliver. I think he delivers tonight. I don't think it matters who goes for Milwaukee. And also, going back to 2018, the Brewers have now lost 10 straight games away from Milwaukee. It just doesn't set up well for them. And also, the mental grind of knowing we are down 3-0 against the LA Dodgers on the road. We just cannot beat them, and we haven't won a post-game series game in forever. Like, how are we going to overcome LA tonight? Like, that mental hurdle, I think, is a big factor as well. So, yeah, I'm definitely on LA. I like LA in the money line at plus 110. I like him at minus one. I'm not going to lay minus 200 here, but it's hard for me to make a case for Milwaukee at all.
Yeah, it just doesn't line up well for them. And especially since they haven't been getting much out of their lineup. Like, I think that's the craziest part, is that they have cobbled together like some starters for these games. They came into the series saying, hey, we have 1.5 starters for this series, which is not great when it's a 7-game series. But they've been in a lot of these games. But the problem is they have scored exactly one run in every single game. You are not going to win many games against the Dodgers when you can only score one run. And it just feels like it's not getting easier against Ohtani. Maybe Ohtani gives up a couple runs here, but it's just not been a Brewers lineup with much pop. And even when you zoom out and say, okay, this is a Brewers offense that was good during the regular season, but I will say this. Of the teams remaining in the postseason, the Brewers do not have a ton of power. They were towards the bottom of home runs in Major League Baseball for the course of the regular season. I think they were like 18th in the majors. Meanwhile, you look at the Dodgers, and they were at least second or third in every single power metric. I think they had the second most home runs of any team in baseball, and they get it from top to bottom as well.
Yeah.
It's not just the guys at the top of the lineup. Again, Ohtani is starting to show signs of life at the top of the lineup, but it's been other guys who have been doing the heavy lifting. So I think you either play the Dodgers on the run line, or you get creative in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Does feel like the Dodgers are going to the World Series once again.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the ALCS. Maybe things are a little bit more interesting between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Blue Jays have been scoring all the runs as of late. The series tied 2 games apiece, but Seattle home favorites here tonight at minus 125. Toronto plus 105. But I will, or minus 105 and then minus 115 for the Blue Jays, excuse me. But I'll say this, Kevin Gausman is pitching for the Blue Jays, and we know who has great numbers against Kevin Gausman. Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh has 5 career homers against Kevin Gausman. Maybe this is the difference in tonight's game, but Jenks, let's talk about this total for a second.
Sure.
A total of 7 runs in a Blue Jays game. Did you know that the Blue Jays by themselves are averaging 7 runs a game this postseason? Do you consider an over here?
I would look at an over for sure, although the money is just piling in on the under. We're seeing 6.5s now at some books, which is just crazy to me. But I would be on the other side. I mean, sometimes following the money is, you know, something that works to your advantage. Or if you, you know, go the other side, you know, where you say, okay, the money is actually reducing this number. I like the other side. Let's go to the other side because that's the side I'm on. You never want to just follow it blindly. But with the way that the Blue Jays are hitting right now, I understand that it's, you know, it's going to be a tight game because here we are. It's a game 5. This is absolutely crucial. But I'm not going to fade Toronto's bats based on what we've seen over the past couple games, especially with a total at 6.5. No thanks.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Especially the deeper we get into these postseason series, the more these guys are seeing the same relievers. And plus, like a lot of guys on this Mariners team have seen Kevin Gausman stuff before as well. Like I mentioned, Cal Raleigh is hitting .417 in his career against Kevin Gausman. I think you can get his hits plus runs plus RBI over 1.5 at minus 115. I think that is a solid play for the big dumper tonight, especially since he's playing at home, where he's been better this season as well, offensively speaking. But this Blue Jays lineup is real hard for me to fade. Like, I don't think I'm going to pick a side in this one. So the odds makers think that, okay, so the Blue Jays are favored, minus 115. Mariners minus 105. Do you think the Blue Jays win a third straight game here?
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to play the Blue Jays, but I like them a lot in this game. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. First of all, if you look at Bryce Miller, and yeah, he was great early in this series, right? But the thing is, if you look back during the regular season, where you have a much larger sample size, his ERA at home was near 6, 5.80. He was not good during the regular season. And this is at home in a pitcher's park at T-Mobile Field. You look at the Blue Jays bats, how well they performed over the past couple games. Like Andrés Giménez in the ninth spot is playing out of his mind. Vladdy's jacking home runs. And Kevin Gausman has been really good over the latter half of the season. Two runs or less in 14 of his last 19 starts. The Blue Jays are the hotter team right now with the way they've been playing. They have the momentum. And you can get them at minus 115. I think Toronto is the call.
Especially with all the momentum going in their favor. And it does feel like the Blue Jays are kind of a streaky lineup where, like, those first two games felt more like an anomaly to me. The fact that we saw all those bats go cold because they were one of the best offenses, like, in baseball for most of the regular season. And now we're seeing it. Like, when they score runs, they really pile them on. Like I said, they're averaging over 7 runs a game this postseason. We saw it last night. When they're hot, they're scorching hot. So I think for me, I'm still going to play the over here, over 7. At BetMGM is minus 115. Like, listen, like, that still feels very low for this Blue Jays offense and, hell, even this Mariners offense. Because if we look at the Mariners over the course of the regular season, they were the number one offense in all of baseball, and they're playing at home here. So I do think both these teams certainly have a chance to score some runs. So I think the play that I'm locked into is going to be the over. But, Jenks, who do you think wins this series? Do you think it's the Blue Jays?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. I mean, here I am. I feel like that I'm being such a hypocrite right now because 2 days ago I was like, the Mariners look like a team of destiny. They've never played in the World Series. Look at them now. Up 2 games to none. Teams in that spot win 74% of the time. And I believe that is the statistic. But now here we are, knotted at 2, and the Blue Jays, who are very streaky, are just smoking hot at the plate. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen in this series, but I will say, if I think the Blue Jays are going to win tonight, and I think they are, then you go back to Toronto, and they're playing in front of that crazy Rogers Center crowd with a chance to close things out, then I would say, yeah, I have to switch up my opinion, and maybe it's Toronto now.
Well, it's funny that the books have trouble deciding as well, because over at BetMGM right now, series winner for the ALCS, Mariners minus 110, Blue Jays minus 110. If you think you have an angle and say, hey, both these teams are so evenly matched that this goes the distance, you can bet on that. Series ending in 7 games is minus 110. 6 games is minus 110 as well. I think it could go 7. Like, I'm kind of hoping it does.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, in the large form of things, I want whoever advances in this series to have a good chance against the Dodgers. So for that reason, I hope it doesn't go the distance. Because, Jenks, I think I could speak for all of us when we say anyone but the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I like the Dodgers' individual players, like, individually.
Right.
They're very likable. But as a team, it's like, yeah, you should be winning. You spent all this money. That's the only thing that drives me crazy about baseball is that it creates such inequity where, of course, you have all of the best players. And then you went during the offseason and you signed Blake Snell. I'm like, my God, okay, let's give you guys even more help. So while I like a lot of the guys and, you know, Freddie Freeman show, you can go down the list and Mookie and all those guys, and they're very likable and incredible baseball players. The fact that they're all on the same team is just ridiculous.
Even though it should be noted that the Dodgers did not have the highest payroll in baseball this year, that would belong to the New York Mets, who didn't even make the postseason, Jenks. So sometimes it's not all about money spent. You still have to put it together in the postseason. And I will say the Dodgers are still standing. And the Mets, again, did not even make it till October. All right, coming up next, time to win you guys some big plus money. It's Parlay Central here on the Daily Tip. Coming up next, stay with us. We've got more after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back, and it's time to shoot for the moon, because you know what, YOLO. I know people don't say that anymore, but that was a catchphrase back when I kept up with things in college. You only live once, and we take that to betting sometimes when we're feeling a little dangerous. All right, Cenk, so I have seen this trend among my friends on social media where people are dressing up their pets and doing Halloween photo shoots. So let me ask you this. Is Bijou doing a Halloween photo shoot this season?
Oh, no way. Bijou would not do that at all. No way. Catherine talks about it. She'll be like, we should dress up Bijou and do this. I'm like, honey, Bijou, are you kidding me? We're convinced that maybe he was just like mistreated as a kitten. I don't know. He's a little shy, but once he... You know, and a little, he's just very, very peculiar and very reticent around people. Now, once you sort of break through that, now he's like my best friend and we're always hanging out. But he gets very nervous very quickly. And this is a guy that if you, like, we got to clip his nails. Like, when, because he has these super, like, razor sharp nails because he's a munchkin cat. And so, anyway, when you pick him up to clip his nails, before you even clip them, he screams bloody murder. Like, if you were listening outside our door, you'd be like, what are they doing to this cat? He's losing it. So you have to be very careful around him. He would lose it if we tried to dress him up, even though he would be adorable because he's a beautiful cat, but he would hate it. What about Dabs?
Well, Dabby already gets dressed up on a regular basis because I have a 5-year-old that loves to put on her American Girl doll clothes.
Oh.
Dabby. They're like the same size. But like Dabby's like the best. She is a cat that's not going to get fazed by anything.
Aww.
She's getting overweight now to where I think it's because of the seizure stuff. And like obviously she's not feeling her best. But like she'll let us do anything. So like I see all these costume ideas. The best ones are the ones that have like the fake arms where it looks like the cat or dog like is like running. Have you seen those? Those are very cute. But this is the one time of year where, well, I like dogs a lot, but they're a lot of work. But when I see people with the dog costumes, like, that's my favorite. Like, cat costumes are great, but, like, the dog costumes are so cute.
I love a dog and a hot dog costume. That always gets me. Oh. Look, he's a hot dog. It's a dog. It's a hot dog. Gets me every time. I can see it every day. I'd be like, every time, that dog is a hot dog. Although, I do appreciate a cat with a little, like, top hat on or a small hat. That always gets me, too. You know, you'll see that. I'm like, look at that handsome gentleman there.
Look at this established gentleman.
Oh, how do you do?
Do you think you'll ever get another dog?
Gosh. Maybe. The lovely Catherine is not pressuring. That's not the right word. But she is dying for us to have, like, another cat, another dog. And I love animals, and I love dogs, too. And we've thought about maybe a golden. That's something we talked about. The problem is that dogs do take time. And for me, as someone who gets up at 4 a.m. every day, you know, dogs or cats, animals just get on the same schedule as you. Like, if you wake up, they're like, okay, I'm up too. So I know that if I wake up at 4 a.m., it's like, now I'm going to have to wake up at 3:45 to make sure the dog is walked every morning. And that would just be too much. And Catherine was like, I'll walk him. I was like, honey, we'll see about that. So we've talked about it. It might happen. It's been in the discussions, but we haven't made a decision.
Yeah, like, dogs are a big commitment. Like, compared to cats, where you can kind of just, like, leave them alone. Like, here's your litter box, here's your food, do whatever.
Right, exactly.
Will the dogs be barking this weekend in college football? Let's get to some of our parlay action as we get to Double D's Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
All right, let's get right to it. I am taking Vanderbilt on the money line versus LSU. I'm going to take Ole Miss plus 7.5 at Georgia. Indiana minus 26.5 versus Michigan State. That new contract's got them all motivated there in Indiana. Texas Tech minus 7.5 at Arizona State. Mississippi State plus 9.5 at Florida. Texas minus 12.5 at Kentucky. I don't ever do this. Penn State money line at Iowa. UCLA minus 2.5 versus Maryland. USC plus 9.5 at Notre Dame. And then Missouri money line at Auburn. The total parlay, once again, with that beautiful BetMGM 50% college football boost token, little bit over 157-1. $5 wins you $4,292.36. Let's go!
Ooh. Think of all the dog costumes that you could buy with that money. And again, just to reiterate what David was saying, you got to use the Parlay Boost token over at BetMGM. It just makes sense. Why would you not do it? It's there, free for the taking. But I think low-key a big game this weekend, Texas Tech at Arizona State, Jenks. I feel like Texas Tech does not have many tests left on the schedule. Like, the numbers that they have been putting out, they look like truly one of the best teams in college football that I feel like people still are kind of sleeping on. This is a big game in the Big 12 and a big game for Texas Tech, I suppose, to prove themselves. Yeah. I think this is a game that's maybe not billed as, like, the top billing, but it is a big game.
Oh, it's a massive game. And the crazy thing about Texas Tech is it doesn't matter if Baron Morton or Will Hammond is a quarterback. It just doesn't matter. It's plug and play. Their offense is still very good. They probably have the best defensive line in the country. They have a couple of NFL-level defenders on that D-line. They're the best rush defense in the country. I will say the one thing about this game that scares me a little bit is that it looks like Sam Leavitt is going to return for Arizona State, so maybe it's a buy-low spot on the Sun Devils. But there's no question, if you're talking about teams that legitimately have a chance to win the national title outside of the big names, it is Texas Tech.
Right, because normally you see these teams that are kind of fringy, and it feels like they can't compete with the big boys when it comes to line play. But that is not the case for Texas Tech. They have a great offensive line. They have a ferocious defensive line. And for that reason, it does feel like they should be included in all of your national championship discussions when it comes to college football. All right, now it's time to get everybody involved and get to the squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand at a big time parlay. All right, so we've been pretty close on these. Hopefully this is the week that we right the ship. And Jenks, you're kicking things off, and it looks like you're staying in college football.
I am. I'm staying up late tonight. Friday night football starts at, I think, 10:30 tonight out in Berkeley. I am laying 8.5 with Cal. Money's coming in on North Carolina. I just think Tar Heels are a mess. That's the handicap. Their defense is terrible. They're not very good at converting on third down. And Cal has a freshman quarterback who's really talented, so give me Cal.
That doesn't need much splaining
right.
from me. Like, Carolina is fundamentally a bad football team. Feels like they can't even get the basics right when it comes to, like, tackling, which you would think if you have one of the best defensive minds in NFL history that you could make a tackle, but it has not been the case for the University of North Carolina. All right, as for me, I'm going to the NFL and the prop world. This is normally where I stay, and I'm going to go with the biggest wild card it feels like for the Kansas City Chiefs. Rashee Rice is making his return to the lineup after being suspended, but I will say this, he was suspended. He was not nursing an injury, so he should be back and good to go 100% for this game. You know he has been champing at the bit to get back in this lineup, and when he's been in the lineup of the Kansas City Chiefs, he has been the true number one receiver. In three healthy games last year, he had 103, 75, and 110 yards in those three games. Now he faces a Raiders team that matchup-wise couldn't be much better. The Raiders giving up the fifth most receiving yards to opposing wide receivers, and they've given up this number that they have posted for Rashee Rice, 56.5 receiving yards to a receiver in 5 of 6 games this year. So 56.5 seems comically low for somebody with this type of upside for Rashee Rice. I think Patrick Mahomes throws in his direction quite a bit against the Raiders. 56.5. The over is the play for Rashee Rice. All right, David, looks like you're going back to the college ranks and going with another West Coast team as well as Jenks.
Yeah, I am going with UCLA -2.5 against Maryland. I'm going to ride this UCLA train until it goes off the rails. They have been a completely different team since the decision to get rid of their head coach. Neuheisel is looking like an absolute offensive guru. Maryland, to me, is about as good as Michigan State, and UCLA went into Michigan State and absolutely mollywopped Michigan State. So for me, East Coast traveling to West Coast, UCLA's a better team. I'm taking that 2.5 and running with it.
All right. Speaking of running, Dylan, looks like you're going with a running back.
Yeah, I'm going with Bill. Jenks has got Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt here. Yeah. I'm going over 74.5 yards. Dallas allows the fourth most rushing yards per game to running backs, and Bill's a clear RB1 this week. They were a committee, but it's kind of his backfield now. He's cleared this line of 74.5 in 2 of the 3 games in which he's gotten double-digit carries already, and in those games, he's averaging 84 rushing yards. Cowboys, there's some side notes. Cowboys are allowing the third most points to running backs in fantasy, and anytime touchdown's not even listed for Bill, but he's got touchdown every other game this year. It's a fun pattern one, and he didn't get a touchdown last week, so the pattern would suggest he scores this week.
I feel like it's a get right spot for anybody who faces the Cowboys. That total is 55, so it should be a good game for props. All right, Denton, finish us off here.
This is a big one, but I'm taking Duke laying 1.5 against Georgia Tech. This game's at home. The line reeks a little bit. I think most people look at the line and they say 12th-ranked Georgia Tech. They're going to think that they're going to be big favorites, and they're not. The public is now going to ride Georgia Tech, and I am not going to be where the public is. On top of that, Duke's been a pretty good football team against the ACC. They're one of the many unbeaten in the conference. There's a lot of unbeaten ACC teams right now inside conference play. So I do obviously that's going to change this weekend, but I'm going to take Duke laying 1.5 against Georgia Tech.
Ooh, leaning into the fishy line. So if you want to tell us, here is the squad parlay. Cal laying 8.5 against UNC. Rashee Rice over 56.5 receiving yards. UCLA laying 2.5 against Maryland. Bill Krosky Merritt over 74.5 rush yards. And Duke laying 1.5 at home against Georgia Tech. $5 nets you $111.50. Odds of just over 21-1. But go ahead and make sure you use the odds boost over at BetMGM. All right, hour three is next here on the show, and we'll recap all of our betting lessons learned from watching Joe Flacco slice and dice the Steelers next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.